The Braves and the Mets from SunTrust Park on Tuesday. Matt Harvey squaring off with former Mets Cy Young winner R.A. Dickey, who finds trouble early in this one.
High fly ball hammered deep right field. Markakis will turn and admire that one. It's a long home run for Jay Bruce. And the Mets have jumped in front 2-0. Phillips is running. Swing and a high drive. That baby is long gone. How far? We're tied at 2.
And the 1-2 pitch. Hit in the air, left field, dropping. Scoring easily is Suzuki. They're going to wave Swanson to throw on the way. Too late. Stay hot, Ender Inciarte.
High fly ball. That's well hit left. Kemp will turn. That ball is gone. And opposite field, grand slam for Jay Bruce. Swing and a miss. And that's ball game. Braves have evened the series. They beat the Mets by a final score of 9-7.
The Braves take it 9-7 as R.A. Dickey is now 3-0 in three career starts against his former Mets team with a 2.95 ERA in those outings. The Mets have lost each of Matt Harvey's last four starts. His ERA on the season balloons to 5.14. Brian Snitker had to sweat this one out in the ninth inning, but the Braves did hang on for a 9-7 victory over the Mets. The Braves skipper shared his thoughts following the game.
Good. It was a really good offensive night. pinch hit single, RBI, labs, and guys swung the bats good. Ender had that's good to see there. Biggest thing.
Have you been surprised by some of the power he's been showing this year? I mean, not the production, but maybe the power you've seen from Ender this year?
No, I don't think really surprised. He's jumping all over some pitches he's getting to hit. Mm-hmm. That I really liked the other day was he hit a homer, and then that single to left field that's nice to see there when he does that. So, and as guys get older, they get stronger, they become a better hitter, and, I don't think he's going to hit 25 homers, but, it's just him maturing as a hitter, too.
Dickey, nice job bouncing back.
Yeah, it's an interesting element with you're sitting in that chair and with that pitch. It's. I've never, like I say, this is my first go around with that type. I've never had one in the minor leagues or major leagues or anything. So it's an interesting dynamic to watch, and you just gotta kind of let him go. And he knows what he's doing, and it can come at any point in time and carry him through an inning.
And he competed well with the bat too.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's, what, he got 5 RBIs on the year, I think, mm-hmm. He's not an out, that's for sure.
With a guy like that, with that pitch, do you have to trust him to let you know when he...
I do that. I talk to him because he's experienced it a lot more than me, so I kind of want to know where he's at with it, yeah.
About that, we've talked about this time and time again. As Ender goes, the rest of the offense flows. That seemed to be the case.
It's a big part of it, I think. When he's getting on base, we seem to work a lot better, that's for sure.
And with, Dickey, when he's in trouble there, he gets some big plays from Nick there. And,
oh, man, yeah, real good plays, a couple of them by Nick, and we've been playing good defense. But Donis made a couple of really nice plays mm-hmm. and just missed on a couple of guys you need to do that because that pitch, when you put him in play, we got to make the play. So that's good.
You talk strike game. You guys have put up 6 against Harvey. How does he look to you? Does he look like the same Harvey?
Well, I don't saw him last year. Not even see him last year. I don't think. So when I was here before. I think he's a really good pitcher, and I kind of credit our guys as much as anything.
R.A. Dickey had tremendous success as a member of the Mets and has also enjoyed success at their expense. He is now 3-0 in three career starts against the team with whom he won the 2012 NL Cy Young Award.
Thank you. I probably, on a scale of 1 to 10, probably only had a 4 knuckleball. I didn't really have a good one. I was really trying to manage the game by changing speeds with it a bunch. And I gave in a couple times and threw some cookie fastballs that they hit homers on. But they weren't squaring my knuckleball up for the most part, and I should have been stubborn with it. Instead, I left it for a little while and got hurt with it. But I managed the game enough to give us a shot there, and we exploded, and I'm thankful we did.
With that pitch, is that something you can tell early on? It may not be, you know, doing exactly what you want.
You know, the thing about a knuckleball is you have to live with it inning by inning. I mean, there's a lot of nights. Like I'm 5 starts in, and I can honestly say I have yet to have my good knuckleball. There are points in the game where I throw good ones that get me out of some jams or help me navigate innings, but consistently I have not had my good knuckleball yet, and that's encouraging that I've been able to stay in some games and eat up some innings without it. But I look forward to not having to fight it so much, you know. But the ball Matt Harvey hit that Brandon made a play on was huge. When the one Travis d'Arnaud hit to Nick was huge. So it was completely a community win, and those guys threw the leather around today, and it really helped me out.
Snit said he's never had a knuckleballer, so he kind of depends on you to get a lot of the feedback. What are those conversations with him like?
Well, they're great. Yeah. It's nice to have a manager that really wants to communicate, and I feel like if we communicate well, most of the time we're going to get it right. And I told him, I said, look, I don't have a very good knuckleball. You know, my quad's a bit of an issue, but at the same time, I could get it this next inning and give you one more clean inning and help save the pen, and that's what we were able to do. I hit a guy on a slower knuckleball that took off on me, but then I got a double play right after it and felt like I had a good enough one to manage the bottom part of that lineup, and that's what we did, and we had that conversation. And to be able to have that conversation helps in us getting it right for the team. And so to have a manager that understands that, respects that, is open to that, is a real blessing for me.
You're fun to watch compete. Even with the bat, you're making it happen.
Yeah, you know, another day I might have had 2 more hits. I mean, I'm babying this quad a little bit much right now, but I mean, it's just self-preservation, really. I was thankful. And here's the irony. When I went up to bat with the bases loaded for probably, the 5th or 6th time this year, I've had bases loaded, and I thought, okay, I'm going to hit a fly ball here. And I chopped one off the plate that went as high as a fly ball. So that was the irony of that at bat. But at the same time, you know, it's, and I try to tell some of these, especially Fulte, you know, so much of it is about putting the ball in play. Like, just don't be an automatic out, especially with 2 strikes. Just fight like heck to get the ball in play. You never know. And that's all I try to do is play pepper on a guy like Matt, who's really good and he's got great stuff, you know. You're hitting pieces of it anyway, so just don't be an easy out.
How difficult is it as a competitor to hold back and not run all out on those
It's balls? Hard, and it looks terrible, and I hate it. I mean, I really do. That's the honest answer. Like, it looks I'm embarrassed sometimes of how I have to gingerly go after balls. I do it the best I can, but I know the way that I'm going to best serve my team is to keep myself on the mound. And if I can do that without pain, then I'm going to be able to get us deeper into some games and have some chances to win. But when I run the bases or when I go to pick up a ball that's been hit right in front of the plate, which I get a lot on that knuckleball, I've got to be careful right now, and it looks bad sometimes. So I want to make sure all the public knows that I'm not doing that intentionally, and I'm hopeful to be better soon.
The Braves send Bartolo Colon to the mound on Wednesday as he battles Jacob deGrom.